Hey there, resilient warriors. It's your boy, Brandon Cole, back with another dose of daily Stoic wisdom to help you conquer whatever life throws at you. And let's be real, folks, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next minute you're plummeting into a pit of despair. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help us navigate those turbulent waters with grace and fortitude? That superpower is emotional regulation. Ever felt like your emotions are running the show? Like they hijack your thoughts, actions, and even your relationships. You know that feeling when a minor setback sends you spiraling into a spiral of negativity? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how to respond to them in a healthy and productive way. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can choose to be swept away by them or stand strong and observe their power without letting them control you. So, how do we become masters of our emotional landscape? Here are 5 key takeaways to build your resilience through emotional regulation. First, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative thoughts or feelings, gently bring your focus back to your breath, your senses, or something grounding in your environment. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional autopilot. Next, identify your triggers. What specific situations, people, or thoughts tend to send your emotions into overdrive? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them. Maybe it's taking a break from social media when you feel overwhelmed, practicing deep breathing exercises when you're stressed, or having a supportive friend to vent to. Third, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have an inner critic that sometimes goes overboard. But remember, your thoughts are not facts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Can I reframe this in a more positive or realistic light? Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your emotional well-being. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each morning, savor a delicious meal mindfully, or simply take a moment to notice the beauty around you. Gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding towards yourself, especially when you make mistakes or face challenges. Everyone stumbles sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Remember, you're doing your best in a complex world. Now, let me share a real-world example that illustrates these principles. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and completely bomb it. You stumble over your words, forget key points, and feel the blood rush into your face. Instead of letting this disastrous experience send you spiraling into self-doubt, practice what we just discussed. First, take a deep breath and ground yourself in the present moment. Remind yourself that this one presentation doesn't define your worth or your abilities. Challenge those negative thoughts by acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, even experienced speakers. Cultivate gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow from this experience. And most importantly, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. By applying these principles of emotional regulation, you can turn a potentially devastating setback into a valuable learning opportunity. You'll not only bounce back stronger, but also develop resilience that will serve you well in all areas of your life. Remember, folks, building resilience isn't about avoiding difficult emotions, it's about mastering them. By practicing emotional regulation, you can transform your relationship with stress, adversity, and even failure. So, go out there and face the world with confidence, knowing that you have the tools to navigate any storm that comes your way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of resilience in their life. Until next time, keep on stoking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.